I'm David Brancaccio. There's news the FDA wanted new, stricter rules for coronavirus vaccines, but that the White House blocked this, saying there was no medical reason. The tougher rules regulators wanted very likely would have meant no vaccine approvals before the election. And there's a new global analysis suggesting that the first approved vaccines might not come until later still, perhaps next spring. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Where is this other vaccine timeline coming from?
All right. It's coming from a group that takes a more global view of the pandemic, David, and it's looking at stringent vaccine approval standards. The Center for Global Development, which is a think tank, it did some mathematical modeling and combined that with expert interviews. It came up with a 50% chance of at least one vaccine by April of next year, a vaccine that's deemed safe and effective. It says there's an 85% chance of a vaccine by the end of next year. I spoke this morning with Anthony McDonald, senior policy analyst at the Center for Global Development, about why it will take that long.
It takes a very long time to collect data on the 30,000 plus people that you need to run through a clinical trial. If you want to have 6 months worth of safety data on your vaccine, you need to vaccinate people and wait for 6 months.
Now, the FDA reportedly wants at least 2 months of follow-up time for current trials. And as you mentioned, that's not been approved.
We know that vaccine approval is just the first step. There's a logistics operation that comes after. How long is manufacturing enough vaccines for everyone projected to take?
Well, the good news, McDonald told me, is that there is enough vaccine manufacturing capacity. But here's the catch.
The slow thing is that you have to redesign factories such that they can make these products. And that can take up to a year, 18 months, before you get packages ready to start making vaccines at really large scale.
And McDonald says if we get multiple vaccines approved, that could speed things up.